Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Recently, two members of a Virginia television news crew, WDBJ7, were killed on Wednesday morning during a live broadcast by a disgruntled former employee of their TV station who shot himself shortly afterward as police pursued him. The victim's cameraman, Adam Ward, was 27, and reporter Allison Parker was 24. They were in the middle of a live interview when they were both shot dead by 41-year-old Vester Lee Flanagan. He was a fellow journalist. My guest today is Paul Gianfrido. He's president and CEO of Mental Health America. Welcome to the show, Paul. I just would like to start by asking you, just as we think we're breaking through some of the barriers of the stigma of mental illness that's been so pervasive in the last couple of hundred years, something like this happens, and now all of a sudden people are saying, oh, well, people with mental illness need to be whatever. So tell us what is going on today, what you would like the listeners to know about the state of mental illness and what we need to be doing to help those mentally ill among us.
Well, I think the first thing is for everybody to remember that mental illnesses are very common in American society. About one in four people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in any given year. And about 50% of us will be diagnosed with a mental illness at some point during our lives. Most people who have mental illnesses never have a violent thought in their lives. And so it's really, really difficult at such horrifying times like this to just look to a simple answer like mental illness and say that's the reason for a violent act like this. So let's just address mental illness. We need to address mental illnesses before stage four. We need to address them early, but we also need to recognize that there's a difference between people who have mental illnesses, even serious mental illnesses, and people who commit horrifying, horrible acts like this.
What is Congress doing to address the mental health system? It seems to be one that keeps getting put on the back burner.
It does, and I'm so pleased that this year there's a number of bills before Congress, and many of us in the advocacy community are hopeful that something will pass. One of the most important things is that the legislation this year, both the main bill in the House, Representative Murphy, the main bill in the Senate with Senator Murphy and Senator Cassidy, put a good deal of attention to early identification and intervention, because the earlier we identify mental health concerns, the earlier we intervene, the less likely people are to move from stage one to two to three to four, the less likely they are either to experience violence in the course of their lives or to be perpetrators of violence in the course of their lives.
So it's really about early intervention and identifying those that need the most help. In just the last 30 seconds or so, Paul, please tell the listeners what you want them to know or do to help this reform.
Here's what I want them to do. I want them to go to our website, MHAscreening.org, MHAScreening.org, and take a screen. 600,000 people have done so already in the course of the last year. It's the easiest way to do early identification and to begin a dialogue with people about mental health concerns in America.
Say the website one more time for us, Paul.
MHAScreening.org.
MHAScreening.org, and you can see more information also at mentalhealthamerica.net. Mental Health America is the nation's leading community-based nonprofit dedicated to helping all Americans achieve wellness by living mentally healthier lives. So please go check out the screening at MHAScreening.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.